Just basically wondering, you've been sort of heading up all the negotiations and conversation with the Pacers. The fact that this budget that you folks are forwarding over to City Hall does not include any operational costs for Conseco. Short and long run, what does that do for any sort of Pacers negotiations right now?
Well, you know, right now we're trying to determine how we can just continue to operate these buildings. And we've had some discussions with the Pacers. We're not in a negotiating stance. We're just trying to figure out where we are financially. And that doesn't mean that we won't still try to arrive at a solution with them and that we're not trying to work towards that. It just means that any solution we would arrive at would have to be an amendment to our budget and it would have to go through the City County Council.
How easy, difficult do you think that might be sort of in this, and this, at least in this economic climate right now? It's one thing when times are good and there's lots of money running around, but, you know, money's tight, you know, sort of all over for local governments all over the place, and, you know, the public doesn't seem to be in much of a giving mood.
Well, this is all difficult, and that will be no exception. It's, I think that ultimately, when we get down to how the issue narrows down, it's what do you gain and what do you lose? If, you know, different decisions you're going to make, and these aren't decisions the Capital Improvement Board's going to make. It's, you know, in conjunction with the Mayor's Office and the City County Council and so on, we're at some point in time going to have to make some decisions that relates to the Pacers and Conseco Fieldhouse. At least they put us on notice that we're going to have to. And at some point in time, those things we're going to have to address. So you're right, they're going to be difficult, and there's nothing easy about it. Certainly our budget, there's no room in our budget with the dollars we have and we discussed today. But hopefully we can work together and we can figure out some things that'll still work for everybody.
The fact that this was included in the budget, is this now a council decision as to what's going to happen with the Pacers and Conseco Fieldhouse?
Well, ultimately, any revisions to our budget, which would include anything that we were doing with Conseco Fieldhouse out of what's currently covered, would have to go through a revision, and certainly the council would have a say in that.
Final question. I was looking through the Pacers agreement. There had been some talk that under early termination, if you folks couldn't get to some kind of deal, the Pacers could leave. Some folks had speculated maybe get $50 million. It doesn't seem that the contract says that. Under the formula, if they did leave, so they say, you know what, Pat, you know, it's been nice, it's been fun, we can't work with this. What would the city get under the current early termination formula, or can you say right now?
Well, there is a formula in the contract, and you mentioned $50 million, and there is a $50 million component to that, but it involves some other things, and we would certainly have to work through it. We have not spent a lot of time looking at that and speculating on it because our goal is to try to keep them here. Hopefully we don't have to figure out what those dollars are exactly.
All right. Pat Early, thank you.